those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com. Hello everyone and welcome to yet another gaming show, the Video Gaming Netcast brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com. I'm speaking very fast because we have a lot to talk about and a lot of people here.
Are you the Micro Machines guy?
I wish.
Man, that needs to be a lot
more
high pitch.
You would make so much money.
No,
not anymore.
Not anymore, but I'm sure he still makes some sweet royalty checks.
I wonder how many kids swallowed handfuls of Micro Machines.
If you saw like handful of Micro Machines,
the guy's talking really fast.
I don't know. They're small kids, like put stuff in their mouth. I don't know. Maybe they want to poop a car.
Why? What? And we are 30 seconds into the show, and it's already completely off the rails.
And we're pooping cars.
Not pooping in.
Mike and I were talking earlier today about trying to civilize the show, and Ian leads with the car pooping.
Hey, I didn't say car shitting. I said car pooping.
Well,
that's PG-13.
Fair enough. All right. That is Ian, Mr. Car Poop himself.
How's it going?
I like the fact that when you started the show, you were very innocent, very soft-spoken, and now you're leading right with the car pooping. We've corrupted you.
Now you're just as bad as we are.
Yeah.
I found the right mixture of Coke Zero to lead off with.
Okay, very good. Also back...
That's all it takes.
Yeah. Also back, Mike Dineen.
Hello, everyone.
Back were you from, gone last week?
Back from his week of football.
Mm.
Oh, I know, right.
It was footballmageddon for me last week.
You sound like your brain was a little warped by it.
It kind of was. Mm.
Well, we can talk about that
later
in the show. We also have Ashley. Hey.
Hello. And no, I'm not pregnant, Evan. I can't believe you put that on the show notes.
Well, there has to be a reason for the wedding.
No. Oh, you
was
are.
Was that
ass.
What it was?
I don't know. I wasn't a part of the discussion. I'm just filling in the gaps.
God, now you're just being mean today.
What has gotten into you today?
I don't know. Piss and vinegar.
Jeez.
God.
Well, stop drinking that.
I'm going to bring Jeff over here and replace you soon if you don't shape up.
Okay.
Jeff's gonna be just as bad. What are you talking
Jeff
about?
Jeff isn't gonna make no.
No, don't. You can't make promises to that.
He'll just talk in accents that all sound Indian.
All right.
He got one last week that did not. He sounded English for a moment.
Did he?
Yes.
I think he was trying for Bermudan though, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was doing. Anyway, let's focus, people.
All right.
Don't go 2 hours this week.
Yeah, we went 2 hours last week. We have to make up some time here.
I wasn't there to, you know. Bring the order in.
It was a very depressing 2 hours too. We're just very sad and morose.
Yeah, we were all smoking pipes. I think that was the big issue. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, a story that broke last week that I missed somehow, but it's definitely a story that we need to talk about on the show. Doom and Doom 2 now acceptable in Germany.
Doom.
What was the release date on the original Doom?
The original Doom is 1993.
So do you think by about 2026 they'll finally get Duke Nukem Forever?
No, that is actually allowed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Basically, from what it sounds like, the way it works is in Germany, much like many countries, they have a rating system and... But theirs is actually federally mandated. They have something called the Federal Department for Media Harmful to Young Persons.
You know, last time they tried to federalize stuff, it didn't end so well.
That's true. All
right, troll.
So what happened was back in 93, it was listed as in the same category as porn, basically, so which made it impossible to sell.
You can't buy porn in Germany?
In terms of getting it to kids, and I think it's kind of video games-ish. I'm not really sure how this works, but basically couldn't.
It's Germany; it doesn't have to make sense.
It doesn't.
No, yeah. Gunther, you cannot look at the boobies.
thank you for the good action.
So anyway, what happened? Somebody figured out that after 10 years after the game is released, you can appeal the rating. And Bethesda, which now owns id, which I didn't even realize, but they own it. They were like, why not? Let's just give it a shot. And,
while they're preparing for their Quake tournament.
Yeah. so they appealed, and apparently it went through. So now Doom and Doom 2 are now available to German citizens legally.
I really hope people were like lining up at Dare GameStop.
Der
GameStop?
Yeah. No, it's Der Gamenstop.
Yeah, Der Gamenstoppenhausen.
Bruin.
Bruin.
Yes, they
sell video games and beer.
Normally we fight the map. Now we're fighting language.
The brain.
It's
the
really
brain,
all.
It hurts.
It's
really
German.
All the same thing.
That is basically every word. House and Bruin.
House and Bruin. So congratulations, German gamers. Welcome.
Yay.
Yes.
A lot of people were confused on the joystick article. If you've ever been to Joystick, and a couple other sites do this too, where if a story talks about a game, there's like information about the game like off to the side where it's like automatically generated. And the release date they had listed was like 2008. And that release date was connected to the Xbox Live version.
The re-release.
But it was confusing people. They're like, why does Joystick say Doom came out in 2008?
Well,
like,
is there a Doom we don't know of?
Secret Doom.
Secret Doom.
Starring The Rock.
Dude, that
and
movie
Vin
was
Diesel.
A piece of shit.
It might as well have been Secret because nobody saw that movie.
I watched it.
Ian was the only one that saw it.
Wait, what movie are we talking about?
Doom.
Yeah, the Doom movie.
They made that into a movie?
Yeah.
What?
With The Rock.
Where the hell
have
you been?
That's why I just threw in Vin Diesel because I thought they all should just be in a movie together.
No,
that was called The Expendables.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was Vin Diesel in Expendables?
No, but
he should have been. Yeah.
Who's in the next one? It's like Chuck Norris,
Jean-Claude
Van Damme.
Interesting factoid. Jean-Claude Van Damme's only in the movie because... The stipulation is Steven Seagal cannot be in the movie.
Petty martial art feuds.
Mm-hmm. That are like 15, 20 years old.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Probably longer than that.
No, whatever.
Both the Edge of Doom, I bet.
What?
Both the Edge of Doom.
Never mind. Okay, focus.
I'm going to
focus, people.
Pat her on the head.
Be nice to Ashley. I was being mean to her earlier.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
You're kind of an ass. But that's okay. That's okay. Last week we talked quite a bit about PC stuff, and this week again a lot of PC stuff in the news, which is kind of awesome. And we're going to start with another thing we've talked about quite a bit on the show, Origin, actually.
Yeah. So here's a little unique situation. It has apparently been made available here recently that Valve's games are going to be available on Origin, but it appears here that. So Valve games are currently being offered by EA on Origin in a buy two, get one free deal. So, you know, including your Left 4 Dead, Counter-Strike, blah, blah, blah. So they're making a, you know, appearance on that, you know, the site for that. However, the games are not available for digital distribution, but rather are available in boxed retail editions.
Well, I was going to say, you need Steam for Counter-Strike and Left 4 Dead to work.
Right. So what kind of the prevailing theory is while it gives the appearance that EA is playing nice, quote-unquote, with Valve, it seems more like they're just trying to unload a bunch of crap that maybe have had.
It's
maybe.
Possible. You know. Yeah, I don't know. I guess they're going to sell. So.
Yeah, because I mean, it looks here in the notes, too, that just taking Electronic Arts distributed... a bunch of Valve games, including the Orange Box, Portal 2, Left 4 Dead, and Left 4 Dead 2.
On console.
Yeah, we're all distributed by EA.
Yes. So is this the PC versions that they're distributing?
Yes.
Okay.
On Origin.
On Origin.
Origin sells boxed games now, too?
Yes. Origin has sold.
Oh, has they?
Yep.
Has they? That's good English.
Well, he just said has sold.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've just... we've gone to Lolcat.
Yeah. yeah, but no, you can buy box versions, of console games, too.
Huh.
What is Origin?
It's basically EA's store now. It's like trying to combine EA's online store with a type of Steam
Trying to be like a Steam thing, right?
But it's trying to be like Galactus, I think.
Now, could this be Valve trying to play nice with EA, so EA plays nice with Valve and Steam?
What would be the point of Valve selling their games on Origin? And why would you name me one person who's like, well, boy, I really want to get Counter-Strike in a boxed version.
Well, you can activate that box on Steam.
Yes, but again, why?
I have no idea. I'm just trying to figure out some logic.
I don't know why. And it's not even limited to EA. I mean, why would Valve sell their games, their PC games, anywhere?
Right.
Some people like to shop at stores like Best Buy or... Target.
Well, and that's fine, but okay, let me correct myself.
Any
other online store. Like, I can see your case for your Best Buys and your Targets and things like that, but...
Well, I think, you know, maybe by selling on Amazon.com or, like, those online stores, you can benefit from different deals, different sales,
I suppose.
I don't know. I don't PC game.
Like I said, it's a buy two, get one free thing. So, you know, if you didn't own any Valve Classic PC games and there's not a sale on Steam for them, which there probably
for that,
will be.
For that 30 seconds.
Right.
Yeah, wait 5 minutes.
Yeah, wait about 5 minutes. That's how I've gotten, I think, every game on Steam has been on a sale.
Yeah, I buy all mine new because I'm sick.
Well, you have problems.
Well, you have to get those achievements on day one.
Yeah. So, yeah.
No, it's more just because I apparently have a biological need to pay full price for things, apparently. I can't explain it. I'm sick.
It's okay. We still love you.
It's not okay, but that's who you are.
You're the worst counselor ever.
But yeah.
But yet you still make me your counselor.
That's because you're the only one that doesn't just take a swing at me every time I talk to you. So
it's because it's on GChat and I can't physically harm you.
Check and mate.
There's a lot of love.
I always threaten to, though. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mike talks big.
Yeah.
Small bat.
So we got more Steam news? More Steam updates, that is?
Oh, yes.
That's you. Focus, Pinky.
God. Yeah, so there was a beta of Steam Trading announced a while ago that people may have participated in. It allows players to trade Steam games if you purchase them as a gift, along with a variety of other in-game items.
You can only trade them if you purchase them as a gift?
That's what the Game Informer article has.
How does that make any sense?
Yeah, I never got that.
Maybe you purchase them and then realize, oh, wait, I have no friends.
But you still have to buy it as a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I suppose that would work. But yeah, that'd be stupid.
My guess is what it is all of the kind of rights management around THQ is going to make this game, but they say Steam can distribute it to one person. And they might have to get all their ducks in a row about what the companies will do in terms of rights of that content and how trading works. And that's kind of my guess is why it's so limited right now to these in-game items like your Team Fortress 2 hats or games you receive as a gift.
Now, here's the thing.
So is it games you receive as a gift or games you buy as a gift?
Sorry, it says purchased.
Okay.
Oh, damn it. I can't trade my Arkham Asylum on Steam then.
Why would you purchase a game as a gift and not gift it to someone and just hold on to it?
Because you can my guess of what this is getting to is you can
teach
buy
me,
like
Ian.
Four packs of games and then you have basically gifts to give. So you purchase the game, but
yeah, there's a couple. I know Steam, the new Deus Ex came with the original Deus Ex.
Oh, yeah.
That you could give away to someone.
So I'm guessing
who did you
that
give
this
yours away to?
I gave it to no one because I don't like any of you.
No, and you can trade it.
I could.
Yeah.
Actually, I know. It's just specific games. It's not every game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the basic reason why I want to bring this up is it seems really limited right now, and we're kind of, you know, stepping over the finer points. What I think is interesting is the concept of trading digital content in the future and where that could go. I mean, for example, I mean, if you bought Deus Ex on 360, you could go sell that to GameStop. You know, get $30 back and go use that towards another game.
$30? What fantasy world
say,
are you living in?
I don't know. It's a brand new game right now. Usually that's high
value. It's not the same example, but I was just on Amazon to look up their Space Marine listing, and it's a brand new game. It wasn't even out yet.
Yeah.
Okay, because this was a couple days ago, and it's like, oh, full price, $59.95 or whatever. And at the bottom it said, trade this game in now for $11. It's like, go to hell, Amazon.
That seems crazy low.
Amazon is kind of dickish in my experience with game trading too, because they're like really stingent about the quality of it. Like, I sent them a game that was ever so slightly had a little defect in the case, and they dinged me for it.
Huh.
And I was very upset.
Well, a little defect is not the same thing as pubic hair in the case.
No.
They may be physically small, but that's a big defect. Just saying.
Especially when you use super glue to attach it.
Yeah, it's just saying.
This is how much I hate Alice.
Yeah. I'm mailing you back my pubes.
But I think what it gets
that's to... That's how you break up with people?
Yes.
Oh, Jeff.
Good thing Laurel will never have to suffer this.
You say that now, but... Yeah. Just saying.
But anyway. I do look forward to the day where you could do more of a digital lending system where after you beat Deus Ex, you could basically lend it to me and then, you know, I could basically surrender my right when I'm done playing it.
I have a feeling if you're going to do something like that, there's going to have to be some nominal fee placed on that because
$5.
They're going to have the whole, we're not going to get any money out of it, blah, 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 bitch, bitch, bitch type, you know, argument that they keep making.
I could see that. But even if it was a couple bucks, like I think of something like Guzex, which we've talked about many times in the show. We're big fans of.
A little bit.
And I mean, there is a dollar charge,
$2 now
per game. Oh, is it up to $2 now?
$2 if you're feedback score is under a certain amount. Once you hit that feedback amount, then it goes to a dollar.
Okay, so there's a nominal fee for trading in and above the actual shipping of it. So, I mean, I think that would be okay, but I'm totally with you on Steam, especially Steam, because it's the DRM aspects of Steam are so tight that it's not like you're running into a situation where there's going to be a rampant piracy. I'm not going to say there's no piracy, because that's retarded to say.
People will find a way.
Yes, you know, in the words...
Life finds a way.
In the words of Jeff Goldblum, nature finds a way. And
damn it, I have to go watch Jurassic Park now.
You don't really have to.
No,
you can just watch Jeff Goldblum for an hour.
No, I don't.
Just watch The Fly. It's a much better Jeff Goldblum movie.
The Fly is a good movie.
It is a good movie.
I like that movie.
Well, good.
Two, not so much. The second one?
I never saw the second one. Is that David Cronenberg?
I don't know who that is.
I figured you didn't.
and then the locusts begin to call.
But no, Steam itself, like I said, it's so tight. You wouldn't necessarily have to worry about that as much. Yeah. So I think if people would be very receptive to a $2 or even a $5 charge to pass off games back and forth.
Or maybe it's a time-based thing where I can give you like basically a full game trial for 48 hours or whatever game I want.
And see, now that's smart.
See, I was going through this thing the other day about where game rentals are going. I mean, Blockbusters are closing doors. You know, all those stores are closing up. So all you're really left with is demos.
Well, and Redbox.
Oh, you can Redbox and Gamefly.
Gamefly.
But
Gamefly. I haven't heard much about Gamefly lately.
I tried it a little bit. It was all right, but it seemed like things went on demand pretty bad, and then it would be hard to get them, where Netflix does a better job of stocking the in-demand stuff.
It seems like you're paying a lot for the games.
The other problem, unlike Netflix, is they use a cardboard sleeve so their discs don't get damaged, which do not fit in my mailbox at my apartment.
That's not good.
Yeah, so I had to go to the post office, pick up games, a little bit of a hassle.
Shit. No, I think I really like that idea. Now, here, as long as we're giving Steam ideas.
Free advice. They should listen
to the
show.
Free advice.
I think we should stop this and put it in the vault.
Well, no one listens to the show anyway, so we're okay.
Yeah, good call.
If you are listening, I would like free codes to games for a year.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you use this idea. Mm-hmm. So what?
No, if you use this idea, you give us monies.
What if
free games work for me?
What if they did something, I would call it an ambassadors program, but Nintendo kind of stole that word.
Loyalty rewards.
They sullied it.
They've sullied the word. The UN is no longer calling them ambassadors. No. But what if you had something where I could give you a game? I'm gonna steal a term that Microsoft used on the Zune originally. I could squirt you a game. And yes, Microsoft, originally their music trading lending service was called squirting it to people.
I want to squirt.
It works,
you
know.
Nobody apparently was in that meeting, and it's like, okay.
It's kind of like what was the Chris Rock joke when all the white kids learned what skeet skeet meant.
Yeah. So let's say I've got a game. I lend it to Mike for 48 hours or 72 hours or something like that. If he then goes on and buys it, I get... like $2.
Yeah, something.
Like, can you imagine how cool that would be? Because you'd have people kind of evangelizing games.
A game could go viral and you could get rich.
Exactly. And it wouldn't even necessarily have to be like super rich. You could just do, you know, Steam credit or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, not only do you have stuff like the
Steam
Deus Ex
droplets.
Not only do you have stuff like the Deus Ex or the big games, why not do something like those little games? I think of games like Trine.
Or Torchlight.
Yeah.
Or Dino D-Day.
You know, and it doesn't even have to be 3 days. I mean, 3 days you could probably finish a game, and then that kind of diminishes the...
But the publisher can maybe set that, like, something like Dino D-Day that might be a shorter gameplay experience, you know.
But it's also multiplayer only.
And
yeah,
what's funny,
because
Steam will do that, too, where they'll, like, have a game free to play for 48 hours.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
I think that would totally work.
Oh, yeah.
But I would love that. I mean, then I think... That community tab on Steam is almost dead to me. I don't know why it exists right now, because I don't do any community stuff on Steam. And in-game or demos or trading, whatever you want to call that, would bring me in that community tab, would get me meeting people and working within that community.
Just to get
alive.
Your free stuff.
For sure.
You're panhandling on Steam, basically.
Whore. Basically, I'm cheap. You know?
Yeah, well.
I should slap you.
You should. This
episode's taking a dark turn.
One thing Steam did not do well, though, as much as we love Steam, they apparently really botched the Dead Island release.
Yes. They did. So, you know, Dead Island recently came out, you know, because zombies are still a thing that we're all into.
That irritates me. Why are we always into things before they become popular, and then we still like them, and then they're not cool anymore.
It's just because I'm irritated with the whole, like, everything has zombies now, and I'm like, okay, yeah. I'm a little, it's like overkill, and I'm a little, like, over it now.
You're still going to do the zombie pub crawl?
No, not for the cost of it, no.
No, I didn't go last year.
Yeah.
How much is it?
We'll get into it off. But
you don't want to go.
I just heard the soapbox getting pulled out.
And I'm like, that's why I might kind of put it back. I'm like, eh. So, anyways, yeah, Dead Island comes out on Steam. It was finally released, but unfortunately, it was had a bunch of bugs. You know, kind of a it was plagued, if you will,
a zombie plague, if
a
you will,
a zombie plague. So. Yeah, so along with a variety of issues, one of the things in the PC game is the ability to enable a no-clip mode by simply tapping the Y key that can lead to a situation where, upon getting stuck in a solid object, you experience items and so on are, like, apparently your experience and your items and so on are wiped out. So you'd fall through the environment. There was also stuff in the coding involving the Xbox and what have you, and it turns out that this version here was accidentally released to Steam by the makers of Dead Island, one that they had been testing like months ago, like a test version that had accidentally got released.
Dead Island poor version control.
Right. So, I mean, there was a same day patch because obviously they're freaking out like, what the fuck? So they put out a giant ass patch. That basically, by patch, that probably meant...
It's the whole new... It's a new game.
We're just uninstalling your game and reinstalling the real version and calling it a patch.
Don't look at the man behind the curtain. Yeah, pay no attention.
Pay no attention. Look the other way. Please stand by kind of screen.
Well, so. who published or who, I guess, created...
Who's responsible for this?
Because if I remember correctly, they're kind of a
those responsible
a
should
a
be
studio, right?
Yeah, they're an independent studio. I don't know the name off the top of my head.
Deep Silver?
Okay.
I didn't even really like the game. Maybe it's because I don't like playing games in front of a whole crowd of people that are waiting for you to play the game.
Yeah, you played it at San Diego.
Yeah, and everybody's just like, so you get literally 5 minutes and you have to figure out how to play in 5 minutes. And if you don't, people just think you're retard. And especially if you're a girl, it doesn't help either because they're just like, you know, like I had one guy like tapping his foot behind me. I'm like, look, motherfucker, I get 5 minutes just like everybody else. Yeah. I may not
Did
be
you cut him?
Just, I wanted to. Yeah,
whip you up should
the,
have.
The butterfly knife.
I was
going to
say, yeah.
But really, like, I didn't think that that game was all that great.
Everybody's apparently, like, comparing it. And they're like, oh, it's Fallout 3 with zombies.
What? I did not get that vibe at all.
But, you know, if you played Fallout for 5 minutes, it wouldn't be that good of a game anyway.
No, it's really boring.
Yeah.
You take a quiz.
Well, yeah, I mean, any you take any 5 minutes of Fallout 3.
But wasn't Fallout part of, like, an RPG aspect?
Yes, well, and apparently this is fairly RPG as well.
Okay, I did not get that in 5 minutes.
And that's another thing where it's like, these kind of games, I don't know why they demo them.
Yeah.
You need,
you need to sit down and devote some serious time to get into the nitty-gritty type.
Yeah, I guess.
Types things. Well, what was the impression you got?
I just got the impression it was just that it was trying to be like a Resident Evil, but then kind of still House of Deadly, because like all the text, and like you had to go save this guy, and then the text just reminded me a lot of like those screenshots that happened in House of the Dead, even though I know like that's not what they were trying to do and it's not a rail shooter, but that's the vibe I got.
I have heard that it's kind of railish.
Yeah. So is it almost kind of like have a
railoid,
dead,
if you
a
will.
Dead Rising type thing going on?
Kind of. It's still a little... I don't think the graphics are really
quite as chaotic as Dead Rising.
No, it's not as... Well, the 5 minutes I played were not as... Well, I don't know. It was kind of weird. Just, you know, you have 5 minutes and you get, like, thrown out and you're like, okay, instantly find something to fight with, but then there's all these zombies attacking you and you have no idea how to do anything. So you're just like, okay, well, I'm going to die and have to start over. Sorry, people behind me.
And then you bring up the button map and there's, like, 30 functions on all the buttons, I bet.
Yeah, I didn't even have time to bring up the button map just because it's like 5 minutes,
it's
that's
like,
all you get.
Just mash their buttons.
I know, I was like, what's hit? Is it B?
So
why
then
can't
you felt
I kill him?
You felt like you were playing Tekken.
Yeah,
just
at
mashing,
first.
Mashing the buttons.
At first, and then you kind of figure out, all right. But it just, the demo just did not get you in a comfortable zone. It was just like, there was no comfortable way to enjoy the game or figure it out. But you can't do a 10, 15 minute demo. Actually, Raccoon City was like a 15-minute demo, but I don't think you can get as many people playing it. But if I maybe would have played Dead Island for 15 minutes, maybe I would have liked it more.
Yeah, especially if like your initial level isn't like a tutorial, like hit A to pick up a weapon, hit B to swing said weapon, or whatever the convention is. If it's just drop you in an environment, say, figure shit out on your own, you have 5 minutes, it's almost like a test.
Yeah, that's why I felt like I was being tested by all the people behind me. I'm the, you know, I'm just like, meh.
It's a lot of pressure.
It was pressure. I didn't like it.
Performance pressure.
I got a little anxiety from it.
Yeah. Did you recover?
Yes.
Good.
Slowly.
Good.
Slowly, but I did.
We're all very happy for you.
Hopefully it doesn't impede the whole Pregger thing.
God damn it.
That wasn't me this time.
When I am pregnant, then it's not even going to be funny anymore.
But no, it'll still be funny.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be funnier.
Oh, maybe. Will it?
We'll figure it out.
Okay, well, you'll be waiting.
Last time we did posit a turducken similar situation, so nothing is really out of bounds.
Apparently not.
A turducken situation?
Yeah. How the hell did you just...
I'll tell you later. Don't really worry about it.
We don't need to bring it up.
I haven't brought up Madden yet, so don't bring turducken
into the phrase super preggers was used. We'll just say that much. So.
Yeah.
So
our favorite news station, Fox News.
It's my favorite.
Well, I think it's everybody's
favorite.
I'm a
crazy righty, so.
Well, then you are
second only to CNBC for me.
Well, then you're going to love this next story.
Am I?
Yeah. So you know how Fox News talks and has a
yes.
lot of...
Yes. What? It's not a mime channel?
It's not Braille. We know how they bring on people...
They probably discriminate against the people who read Braille anyhow.
It's not Braille. They have an agenda.
They have a liberal agenda, don't you see? They are taking away our hard-earned American dollars away from us.
The deaf liberal agenda.
The deaf liberal agenda.
Wait, why would the deaf need Braille?
Blind. It'd be the blind.
Why would the deaf need Braille?
We're getting our handicaps.
We're so stupid. What happened to us?
We're the dumbest podcast on the internet.
We have 5 college degrees in this room.
I have 2 degrees.
There's six degrees?
We have 6 college degrees.
Does anybody have a certificate of special training?
I have a certificate of being special.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'm a legal minister. Does that count for anything?
Sure.
All right. So what did Fox News now? Speaking of stupid people, what did Fox News do now?
Yeah. So you know how they like to talk a lot about how video games are, you know, violent and how bad they are?
Ruining the youth of America.
Yeah, pretty much.
They were big into that with the Mass Effect lesbians. That was where that started.
Yeah. So basically.
What are we teaching our children? Blue ladies now? What will they think of next?
Red ladies?
Fuchsia ladies?
Yeah.
Blue? Isn't that a liberal color?
Most likely.
Damn it, Mike. You're right.
Technically, she's more of a purple, but regardless.
Sorry, I'm just trying to use my political pundit voice now.
So they've kind of whole completely different. Well, not different for them, but for their video games, and are talking that apparently video games are the tools of the green police, quote unquote, and they are promoting a liberal agenda with games like SimCity and Flower.
I've often gotten at that, you know, Gears of War, very liberal agenda there.
Yeah.
You know,
isn't Green Police a Cheap Trick song?
That's
Dream Police.
Dream Police. Do. I don't know.
that's literally the only lyrics anyone knows of that song.
Yeah. I didn't even sing the lyrics. Yeah. I sent Dream Police. And then
I know. That's what I'm saying.
No, I think Green Police is you know, the...
It's supposed to just be... It's,
the green party, you know, more the environmental-friendly people.
Enviro-Nazis.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, apparently to some conservatives, they think only liberals care about the environment, which...
Only commie socialists.
It's funny.
You know?
If you live in Minnesota, a lot of the right-wing people are crazy environmentalists.
Yeah.
They love hunting and they love...
Yeah, they're
they buy the license plates.
Yeah, they're the Teddy Roosevelt conservatives.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, for some reason, these
and yet
new
Michelle
conservatives...
Michelle Bachmann comes out of the state.
Yeah, she's not in hunting area, though.
No, that's Sarah Palin.
I'm just going to shut my mouth.
These two guys... Clayton Morris and
Clayton fucking Morris
and TJ McCormick talk
sound
about
like intellectual
here's
names.
Here's what they are quoted as talking about these games. These guys have kids with sweaty palms and are freaking out that they're not killing a bunch of virtual polar bears .. virtual polar bears.
Wait, what game do you get to kill virtual polar bears in? Because
just,
I want to find
Warcraft.
This
just wait.
Warcraft 2.
It gets crazy. It's also boring. It's boring. These are not games. There's a game that teaches kids how to do a tad sale. Recyclables. That's all there is.
I don't know what games they're playing.
Did they just like find a troll forum and they're like, that right there, that
see,
is
that, that's
the voice of America.
See, that's interesting. Cause Clayton Morris, he's their tech writer for Fox News.
Wow, you know a lot about Fox News.
I do. Well, I know a lot about Clayton Morris because he's actually been on Twitter quite a few times. And he seems like a pretty reasonable guy. So that's kind of surprising coming from him.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he's the one who said it, but it was the TJ guy. But, no, yeah, it was the McCormick guy who just said that crazy thing that made no sense.
Okay.
But it was Clayton and him both on the radio show that
yeah,
was talking
yeah,
about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, Clayton does a lot of their tech coverage. So.
Right. So I don't know if it's supposed to be like the Sim. Maybe it's like Sim Farm or like
no,
Sim.
No, they're talking about Sim. It's Sim
the
City
Zoo?
Societies.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the game they're referring to in that, as well as Flower, which well, admittedly that game never
so
made sense
So now they're not
to
happy
me.
With games that are promoting violence and murder, and they're not happy with games like Flower, who are just nice, pretty games that are kind of puzzle games. They hate all games.
They want a white cube floating through white space.
No, that would be offensive. That'd be too white.
They'd be fine with that.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
Fox News would be okay with it if it was just a white cube.
Yeah, but if you put in a black
See,
cube.
If they saw the pink heart on the cube, that would probably mean it was a homosexual cube and
probably
was banned.
True.
And not your companion cube.
Mm-hmm. No. Right. It probably needs to go to a camp.
The Sim City games have always been, they've always had a bit of a liberalish kind of vibe to them because, I mean, it's all about, you know, very low tax. It's all about minimizing pollution. There's a maybe not liberal, but a very environmentalist kind of vibe to them. You know,
sure.
Sim Earth.
But they also have like
no peeing on your floor.
Sim Tycoon, where they have people. You get the most points if people puke after they go on a roller coaster.
That's
so.
Roller Coaster Tycoon. That's different.
Yeah. What about Sim Tower? You're being very much a Donald Trump type there.
Yes, but
there
Sim Tower had a famous hack in it where if you played it on Valentine's Day, a horde of dancing naked men was on top of your tower.
Well, that's just good sense. I don't know why that's liberal or.
I see Ian's very interested in this now.
I'm just confused. I'm just gonna let it pass.
Look up the Yes Men. They've done a couple different documentaries, and one of the guys in the Yes Men worked for Maxis at the time, and he actually got he basically hid a bit of code into it where it's basically like a gay dance party on top of your tower. It was either Sim Tower or Simcopter, one of the two.
I think it was Simcopter.
Well, it might have been Simcopter.
Yeah.
But
I don't, I mean, I think most people, if you're running a city, it should not create a bunch of pollution. Like, if you're just going to be a fucking asshole, then yeah, you'd let your city create all the pollution it needed. I mean, there's regulations and that those were put on just by liberals. So, I don't know. It just feels like they're really pushing and nitpicking at this.
You play through SimCity Societies enough too, you can actually create a very evil, almost fascist type city with lots of pollution and whatnot too, if that's how you choose to run your city. So it's not like the option isn't there.
Right.
And as far as SimCity games being kind of liberal, I mean, you can have a polluted city. It's just your citizens won't be that happy, and I think that's a fairly accurate assessment of what happens
right.
in the world. Right?
I'm not saying it's inaccurate, but
I don't know. Are the people of Los Angeles very happy?
No.
No.
Well, all right then.
Well, maybe some.
Depends where you live. If you live on the beach, you're probably really happy.
No, you're probably crabby about other stuff.
Yeah. Traffic.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Not getting your weed on time.
Well, I mean, in the end, this is one of those stories I always hate talking about because it's like, oh, mainstream media misunderstands games again. Okay.
But it's not just that. It's completely ridiculous. Like,
well, it's always
stretching.
Completely ridiculous.
It's not always completely ridiculous.
I would just like to know, like, what would it take to make them happy as far as a game is concerned?
Nothing makes Fox News happy.
Well, I know. I'm just
you should
trying
know this.
To... Yes, I do.
I know what you're saying, though.
I think the bigger takeaway, though, is games can have a bias. You know, while I agree that SimCity may not have a liberal bias, I wouldn't find it out of the realm of reasonable to think that a game does have a right-wing or a left-wing bias.
Absolutely.
Sure.
But who cares? Movies have biases. TV has biases. Everything we take
Fox
into our
life... Fox News doesn't. It's fair and balanced.
Right. That's the perfect example of fair and balanced. But, you know, like, who cares? That's my,
right.
my
there,
thing.
Oh, God, I wish I could remember where this came from. But there was this idea of the moral panic. And the reason why this is different, why video games are worse for having agendas or biases is because of the children. You know, anytime you have any of these kind of panics like this, it's always based around what the children are doing. And since video games still, to this day, are still considered, you know, children activities, any sort of political bias or any sort of mature storyline is always framed as if the only consumers of it is children.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that would be why they're kind of... They still will talk about movies and things like that, you know, influencing the children, things like that. But, you know,
but no, video games is the new media to pick on.
I use the same thing that I always said, is that it's up to the parents. If a parent wants to raise a kid in a right or left wing house, expose them to that media. Games are included in that. You know, it comes up to parents' responsibility.
Ian's parenting advice: expose your children.
Not publicly.
No, we all know. We all know what you said.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Take it out of context. Thank you, Fox News.
Yes. Thank you, Fox News. I was going to say that this company is owned by Fox, but no, it's Warner Brothers, actually. Yes. And one of the games that we've all played at this point.
I just beat last night.
Oh.
You're actually farther than I am. I still haven't beat the damn thing.
So.
Oh, snap.
For clarification, we're talking about Bastion.
Yes.
Ashley, how was the ending?
It was fine, I guess.
It was fine.
No
spoilers.
No, I don't think the best part of Bastion is the overall plot. I think that the best part of Bastion is the narration and the graphics and just the play ability. I don't think that... I think sometimes the story is a little rushed and a little forced sometimes. It doesn't really fit together perfectly well. So, okay. But it's not a bad ending.
Yeah, so...
You can pick your ending.
Oh, cool. So Kotaku had an article that Bastion creator says there will be no DLC for the game, and they kind of lead off the article to how this is one of the most widely acclaimed, you know, arcade games. It's probably
right.
One of the most popular, probably going to prove to be one of the most profitable.
I would say this is the most talked about arcade game probably since
Braid.
Yeah, since Braid.
Yeah.
Or Limbo. Was Limbo talked about?
Oh, yeah.
I think that was more underground talked about.
And it wasn't as long of a game. Limbo was a lot shorter.
Yeah. And a lot of Limbo talk was just like, God damn, this is hard.
Yeah, God damn, this is hard and so simple, but it's so cool for what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's like not a lot of side quests. Where Bastion, you can do all like the weapon stuff and the story or like the dream sequences, which are cool.
So basically the big thing is he came up and said there will be no DLC, which I think is almost unheard of this age, day and age in which a game comes out, is proven to be popular, nothing is tacked on for people to continue playing.
Especially if when you see the ending, there's definitely room for a DLC afterwards.
Yeah. So a sequel then? I mean, it's
I don't know if a sequel, but maybe, you know, just another hour or two of gameplay.
So basically, Greg Kasavin, is that right?
Kasavin.
I'm always correcting on names.
It's all right. I might be wrong too. That's how I always knew it.
Kasavin was quoted saying, "As I was saying before, we held nothing back. It's meant to be a complete story, so there are no obvious extensions." He basically didn't rule out there might be little places for DLC, kind of like the Steam turrets and the PC copy, and maybe, you know. Like you said, I guess you could call something like Portal Turrets DLC, but seems pretty definite no more content was planned.
And you see, that was what I was going to ask you, is did he say that we will not do DLC or no DLC is planned?
Well, what he further goes on to say, we're probably going to go dark here in the sense that our game is out there and whatever we do next probably isn't going to happen for a while.
Okay.
Then it should be a sequel.
Yeah.
That's more than likely.
Yeah.
Especially if you're talking an arcade game, which lasted what? 15 hours?
That's pretty damn long for an arcade game.
I didn't do all the side stuff.
Oh, I understand. Okay. But my point is that...
But it was 10
Yeah, 10,
15.
15 hours.
Yeah.
You know, if you blew through it, maybe shorter.
Yeah.
To me, DLC, you should just do a new one. Just do a second one.
Sure.
You know, cut your losses. Like, for me, DLC makes sense.
Cut your losses?
Well yeah, it wasn't the greatest.
Count your gains.
Yeah.
I don't
swim
know.
Swim in your money.
Break your neck in your Scrooge McDuck pool.
I don't know what metaphor I was going for, but yeah. You know,
he's counting his losses. You know.
Yes, bastards.
Isn't it cut your losses?
Yeah, what'd I say?
You say count?
God, do I have Mike's disease now? God damn it. What was I saying? Oh,
They should basically
just
release
the sequel. Just do a second one. You know, there's no point in a game like Fallout or even like Call of Duty where it makes a little bit more sense.
Longer games, more,
you know, longer
involved.
Longer games. You know, just but you see, I have such a hard time deciding with DLC because like with Deus Ex, they announced this week that they're going to do another, they're going to do a Deus Ex, and it's actually going to fit in between two chapters in the game.
The DLC?
The DLC.
So it's going to be a little bit like Assassin's Creed.
Kind of, yeah. And I don't know if I want that. I love Deus Ex. I love that world. I love the game. But I don't know if I want more of that same story. I guess I don't know why. I felt the same way with Assassin's Creed, with Leonardo's with Da Vinci's I was gonna say Da Vinci's Inquest, but no, that's a crime drama from Canada. It's Da Vinci's something or other. All that stuff, I felt no interest in playing through it because I was done with that story. I don't wanna have to come back.
The big thing I like about this is the creator said we made the game we wanted to make. We didn't hold anything back so that we can charge you $15 for the game. And then come back and charge you $5 for chapter, you know, 4 and a 6-chapter story. It's very much, this is our thought, this is what we wanted to create, this is our masterpiece, where it does feel like a lot of times now games are holding something back.
It does.
Racing games that used to have 100 cars now have 50, and you have to go buy your other 50 cars.
Dicks.
I'm putting my hard-earned money out there. Give me what you think to be the complete story, and DLC should be, I think Fallout 3 kind of had it right, where it's new stories, new additions to it.
Well, especially with you were saying, just an arcade game. They're shorter already, and I just say put out a sequel and take your time.
Yeah,
you know,
make it the best sequel it can be.
Exactly.
I was thinking about the whole DLC and companies being held, you know, holding stuff back, and specifically like racing games.
Yeah,
where I was thinking about this. Do we really think that if back in the heyday, back when we were starting games, yes, in your day,
is this Grandpa telling us another story?
No, no, no. I'm posing a question for the class here.
So you're a professor?
I am a professor.
All
right. Why am I wearing my mortarboard if I'm not the professor?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought it was stylish.
That's true. So, do we think that if game companies had the mechanisms that they do now with online play and online stores and DLC and that kind of mechanism, do we honestly believe that they would not have tried to sell us crap that they eventually gave us for free in those original... Like, if Need for Speed 1, when that came out, if they had DLC and online networks at that point, like significant ones, that they wouldn't have held back and sold you more cars?
I think if it would have been the first one coming out of the gate, no. It's kind of like the crack dealer. You know, you want to get the kids hooked on it. Then you can start charging them more.
Well,
I think it's like the difference between a Lamborghini and a Ferrari. Both are going to drive great. It depends on which one do you actually like. So if you put the Lambo in the car in the game, but you really want the Ferrari, maybe you have to go spend $3 for it. And I think that's kind of what you're getting at. I know for a while with the PS3, the Gran Turismo game was kind of announced as almost being cheap or free, and you get like a track and 5 cars. And then from there, you go buy what tracks and buy the cars you want, kind of build the game that you want. And I kind of like that because, you know, the game ships with hundreds of cars. I'm not going to use all of them. I don't care. So
you don't want to drive a Prius?
No.
On a rally track?
No, not at all.
I would love to do that, actually.
It does sound kind of fun.
But the thing is that the model was going to be, the game was going to be like, you know, $10, $20 or free, or some kind of like free-to-play model like that, where you add in what you want. And I think that's where you see League of Legends and those games, which are free-to-play, but you can spend an immense amount of money on those games being successful. When it's now, I take $60 out of my pocket, go down to Best Buy and buy a game, and then go home and spend another $30 on it, that gets annoying.
I'm not talking about now. What I'm saying is all of the people that kvetch about how, oh, you know, back in the, you know, they're holding back content that they would have given us, they would have included in the game 10 years ago.
They would have done it.
Yeah, they would have done it.
Yeah, it's not like there's been some sort of shift in it's not like the game industry has gotten more mercenary over the years.
As much as we want to say this is about art, it is also about money. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you can put more money in the bank for these game companies, they will figure out how to get your money.
Yeah, that was my only thought with that. Like, it was
They did kind of do that back in the day, but they did it more with different controllers and accessories and expansions.
Yeah, they did it with expansions, and it was slower, but it was the same kind of idea. Mm-hmm. But it was never so granular as individual cars or individual maps or something like that.
They didn't really have the means to do it.
And that's my point.
That's the point. Yeah.
So I just that's just more my reaction to people saying, well, we would have gotten this for free years ago. I'm like, yeah, but if they could have, they would have. Mm-hmm. So get the fuck over it.
I also think what we're probably seeing here is like we're probably nearing a peak of the downloadable content kind of frenzy.
You think so?
And I think what they're going to probably realize within the next year or 2 years is that how to precisely extract as much money, like how much are we willing to pay and how to precisely turn that into an equation. So I think what they're doing right now is fine-tuning that. So that's where you're seeing a lot of games go really far end with a lot of stuff being purchasable. Like Dirt 3 is kind of pissing me off because some levels in line on quests, you know, on like the kind of different circuits are purchased. Like you have to go buy this pack. It's like, really? Like, make it, like, optional. Make it, like, the special thing. Like, you can buy this, but don't put it in, like, my Series 1. I have to go buy the Monte Carlo pack.
The absolute worst of that is in Dragon Age, the first one, where you meet a guy in your camp, and he's like, hey, I have this quest for you, but you have to go buy it.
Yeah.
It's like, if I can't play it, don't tell me it's there.
Yeah.
No, that's perfect. That's marketing for them to do that.
Yes, and one of the many examples why I hate marketing.
Yeah. It's fucking genius, but it's annoying as hell for
evil genius.
So I think what we're doing right now is the marketers and the game, you know, kind of publishers are fine tuning that model of like what's the ratio of include and then DLC? Or what's the amount maybe can we give them the complete story, will they extend it, or do we have to drop parts out from the story for them to buy it?
And now you also see them coming out with these things like, you know, the season pass for EA Sports,
yeah,
and all the, you know, the one Rockstar had, the one Mortal Kombat had for their game. You're starting to see that a little bit more now where it's like, hey, we'll give you all the DLC if you buy it up front.
Yeah.
Type thing. And I think that, I mean, you know, might fit into that too, where it's just going to be like, here's your $60 game, and if you want all the, you know, bells and whistles we're going to throw on later, give us another $15.
Yeah.
We actually had an interesting discussion on that on Goozer Nation, as there was kind of this point counterpoint of people getting pissed at the 60 point dollar mark, and the other person retorted where, like, actually, if you really think about it, if you really want the optimal experience, you're already buying a $70 game. If you're looking at the DLC tacked on.
Mm.
You know, and that's at minimum. You know, you're talking a Call of Duty, you may be dropping $100 by the end of the day.
Oh, if not more.
Yeah. By the end of all that, yeah, with all the maps and whatnot, you're...
Well, there's something annoying about that. Like, I remember trying to play Halo 3 with some buddies online. It's like, oh,
and they had the maps and you didn't.
Yeah,
and
it's like,
yeah,
you can't go do the ranked matches because you don't have the expansion packs. It's
right.
Like, well, I'm going to go play a different game. Thanks, guys.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but my thought was, I'm going to go play Chippendale Rescue Rangers. I don't know why that was the game I went to mentally, but...
I think that explains a lot about you.
It does. That was the first game I ever beat.
Hmm.
Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Wow.
Kick followed closely by DuckTales. I was in a very Disney movie,
Did you not beat the Mario
game? I have never beaten the Mario game.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I've only ever beaten the second one, now that I think about
it. Which is the only one I've never beaten.
Yeah.
It's the only non-Mario Mario game.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't beat Super Mario World.
Jeez.
I never...
Mario 1, it can beat in like 10 minutes.
I'm sure I could too if I wanted to, but... You know.
3, I think, is... The one you can beat super, super fast with all the whistles.
Yeah, but it's still like you can blaze
worlds
through one in 10 minutes if you do it, if you know exactly where everything is in it.
Mm. I think we should do that for Extra Life.
We could try to do a speed run.
Have Mike do a speed run specifically.
I think we should all do a speed
run. The world record is like 4 minutes, I think.
It's something ridiculous like that. But
I remember Cole and I and our friend Bijan tried to beat Mario 2. And we stayed up, like, all night long, and we got to the 8th world, and we got to, like, the second-to-last level, and just at, like, 6 o'clock, we're just like, fuck it, and we just went to bed.
I tried doing that. One of my earliest scams was I was over at a buddy's house, and we were playing Mega Man 2, and I convinced him that he would be the brains, and I would be the brawn, where he would help me figure out what to play, but I would be playing the game the whole time. So,
scam artist.
Yeah,
he probably did help you beat it.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
He did. No, I still haven't beaten Mega Man 2. Mega Man 2 is impossible. You can't beat it. Anyone that says they have, it's lying.
I think my brother has.
No, he's lying.
I think he spent many hours.
It's a worldwide conspiracy. No one has ever beaten Mega Man 2.
It's like the...
Well, I'm convinced with that with Contra. that there is no level after the first level.
No, there's actual photographic proof of that.
Doesn't exist.
No,
that is photoshopped.
My brother and Adam, I think, have beaten Contra.
I have never seen past the first level, therefore it does not exist.
You need to talk to my brother and Cole. I remember one night, they were just drinking all night long.
Did they get real drunk?
All I heard was, fuck, god damn it, god, help me. Like, that's all I heard all night long.
Are you sure they weren't like...
I was there.
I think the game's for us.
You did say they were drinking, so I mean.
No, I did watch it on the screen of them playing.
Sexy.
The game. Oh, wow. Oh, kinky.
Playing the game, Contra. I watched.
Oh, the game Contra, okay.
Yeah.
Is that what they're calling it now, yeah, Contra?
Mm-hmm. The games for us in college were Turtles in Time and Super Return of the Jedi.
You can beat Turtles in Time in like 15 minutes, too.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Yeah, it's super
fun. But Return
fun.
Of the Jedi is crazy hard.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
All those stupid Star Wars games for SNES. Wow.
They're so good, though.
I remember those. Good times.
Do you know what they also used to have back in the day that we don't see as much is video game soundtracks?
That's true. Well, you see it more, though. It's more Japanese stuff.
Well,
And Bastion.
That's true.
I mean, but I used to... I mean, like every game, like Metal Gear Solid, like all these games used to have... soundtracks.
Which,
but,
funny enough...
But you would see them all the time, but I don't see them. I don't see...
Where did you see them? Because I never saw...
My brother had a Metal Gear Solid soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. Which, funny enough, I think. You know, now you have these, you know, video games in concert things now, too.
Which is awesome.
I want to go to one really bad.
Video Games Live?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Too bad it's run by a tool. But anyways...
Yes.
No, it's amazing. The orchestra... And the pianist who does all the Final Fantasy music. Everybody is very talented.
You said pianist.
It's very cool.
The only complaint I would have about Video Games Live, now that we're going on that rant, is that it seems like it's created for people with extreme ADD.
So, video games.
Yeah, I know. I know. It made me feel really old because it was like...
Why do you think that? Because there's a screen?
No,
because
it felt like it was jump cut like between like 30-second segments of these songs.
But I think there's so much good video game music. How else are you going to do it unless it's going to be a 6-hour concert?
And a lot of those songs are only like 45 seconds.
Sure.
They're just looping. So
I would just really want them to play every Final Fantasy song for about 3 hours. And me just sit
there
back.
There was a tour. It might have been just Japan.
It's the Final Fantasy. It was just Final Fantasy Destiny or...
Yeah.
Dynasty or something like that. And it was just all Final Fantasy music. Nobu.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess.
Nobuo Uematsu.
Yeah, I was there and did it all.
Yeah. But I think that was a Japan-only thing. I don't think they ever came over here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they didn't come over here.
It was still a great time. It just seemed like extreme ADD to me.
Did you... Okay, so... Now, did Arkham Asylum have a soundtrack that you guys remember?
I remember liking the soundtrack, but I don't know
I don't
if it had a separate
being,
soundtrack.
Yeah,
but do you remember there
song.
Being like a separate soundtrack?
I remember there being the sound of fists hitting faces.
Well, that's really all
like,
that matters.
You know,
yeah,
like that.
And
come
Oracle
back here.
In the background. But I guess Arkham City is going to have a soundtrack available October 4th, which is only 2 weeks before the game. And it's going to be including artists such as Panic at the Disco and Daughtry, I think it's called.
Isn't that the guy from American Idol?
Yeah.
Daughtry?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I think so.
I don't...
He's like third place or some bullshit like that?
Probably. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club and Coed and Cambria are just...
Now, is this like...
A couple.
So this isn't an original soundtrack.
No.
This is just a soundtrack.
Because
it says OST.
Really?
Original soundtrack.
Weird.
Yeah.
So they're going to Panic at the Disco while I'm beating up the penguin?
I wonder if they're doing just mostly background music, though. Like, can't you hear, like, Coed and Cambria, like, just doing, like, some crazy battle scene or something?
I think they should do all video game music, frankly, but, you know, that's...
I want to
hear a Black
like,
Rebel Motorcycle version of, like, the Adam West Batman song.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But metal it up.
But maybe that's what it is, or maybe it's, like, the ending credits or the opening. I don't know, but this was only naming a few, and then... I assume maybe other artists or maybe the other parts are just going
to
be...
If they're leading with the best, I'm scared.
No, I want Skahoovie and the Epitones to do the Batman theme song now.
Aquabats?
They've done that.
Aquabats.
One of them's done that before.
One of them bands.
I can't remember which one, but...
I don't know. It doesn't say how much it's going to be, but... I don't know. I thought that was kind of interesting.
It'll be CD price. That is interesting that it's a Western game, because like I was saying, it's mostly Japanese games that get the soundtracks.
Yeah, even...
Or indie games, I should say, because, you know, Bastion.
Yeah. But Bastion had really pretty music.
It did.
I mean, that was another thing that was really good about Bastion that stood out. But A lot of the soundtracks my brother had, I remember, were mostly Japanese games. Like, Metal Gear Solid is a Japanese game originally, right?
Yes. It is. Yeah. Yeah, Konami.
Yeah. So, or like, does Capcom have?
Capcom sells soundtracks like a motherfucker.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're mostly...
Yeah, they had like a big vinyl release of the Mega Man.
Yep.
They had a record of...
I must not have hang out on enough import sites.
You know what? Follow Destructoid. You unfollowed Destructoid. Because they're big into the vinyl soundtracks and you know, the Destructoid, the video game hipster site. You know, it's that kind of stuff. So
I want the Fox News of video games, though.
Who is that?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Who are we going to call out for this?
I don't know.
That's a tough one. I will leave that to our listeners. What do you say? What is the Fox News of gaming?
Yeah.
So you can always leave comments in our show notes or on Facebook, facebook.com/yetanothergamingshow.
Interesting.
I'm very curious about this now.
I have one, but I don't want to call anybody out right now.
We'll save that for next week.
Yeah. We'll tally the votes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then my vote rolls over everybody else.
Well, then that defeats the purpose of tallying.
Hey, you know
this
what?
This is not a dictatorship, Mike.
It is. I'm letting it be a democratic process. Just I have more voting power.
What do you... hate you.
So what are we playing right now? I'm actually going to go first because I'll be quick. Because I've just been playing Deus Ex.
Like always.
I don't know why I'm... Oh. I don't know why I'm... I'm quick like always.
In bed.
Oh, is that where you're going? Thank you.
This is
I knew where she was going.
Yeah, thank you for deciphering that one.
To clarify.
This just became an awkward fortune cookie.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. That yes. Now that we're all caught up.
Yeah. For the youngins at home, that innuendo was in bed.
Yes, yes, thank you.
God, you're a dick.
I've just been playing...
Why am I a dick now?
I've just been playing Deus Ex. I was supposed to get Space Marine this week, but Amazon had some issue, so I didn't get it today. So hopefully I'll be able to play that this
weekend.
Amazon
seems to always have an issue with new release games.
Maybe
they've been pretty good lately for me, but this is the first time in a long time that they've had any sort of...
They're too busy putting it on sale.
They're too busy selling everything ever.
Yeah.
Should we wait 2 weeks or a week and a half to slash the price to $40?
Yeah. So I'll be able to talk about that. I should be getting it tomorrow, so I'll be able to play it over the weekend. But the reviews for it have been very good. Mm-hmm. But Deus Ex, I'm almost done. I think I'm on like the last section. And like I said, it's still good. You know, I all my complaints are the same. All my plaudits are the same. So I'm
all right. So should I play it?
Absolutely, especially if you played the first one.
I did not.
Okay, well, still play it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's on my list of games to watch for sales on Steam.
Yeah, it's
worth
playing.
Are you playing it on PC?
I am playing it on PC. So, and just because that's how I like to play. That's how I play the first one. I'm weird like that. So, I don't like to cross.
I'm kind of the same way.
You like to cross the streams? Never cross the streams?
No.
Like I did Arkham Asylum on PS3, so I'm really tempted to get Arkham City now on PS3.
That's how I play Gears of War.
I played that on my PS3.
I played that on PC. Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Like I picked that up on PS3 for a long time. That was my only PS3 game because I'd played all of the other ones on PS2.
Yeah.
So I was just used to that controller scheme. So, but yeah, it's definitely worth picking up. I'm really curious what game people are playing where they talk about, oh, the story is groundbreaking. I'm like, did any of you play the first one? It's essentially the same goddamn story.
They probably didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, that game is old. They forgot. Mean, you got to think about, like, kind of the current generation of gamers. I mean, we're still in that generation, but there's a lot younger group now playing RPGs. Mm-hmm. Deus Ex was how many years old?
98, 99, something like that. Yeah, so 10, 12 years, something like that. I mean, it's not a bad story. No. I'm not saying that. It's just like this is not a new storyline in sci-fi. So I don't know.
New. Deal with it.
All right, good, fine, whatever. Ash, you been playing anything?
I just beat Bastion.
Okay.
It was good.
The kid from Neverending Story? Why? He never did anything to you.
Did you know the second one, the guy who actually played him also in that Sequest?
Yeah, Jonathan. Shit.
What was it? Well,
Jonathan.
He killed himself like years and years
ago. My name was Jonathan Shit.
I was gonna say Jonathan Frakes, but that's not right.
That's Riker.
And I remember when I saw that Bastion, I thought of him immediately. from the second one.
You gotta see the first one.
I have seen the first one.
Then,
but he's cuter in the second one, so I paid
attention
to the second
one. Well, that's not hard, because the mutant that they got to play Bastion in the first one, you know, he was a mutant, as I said. I kind of ruined my own joke, but anyway, Ian.
Yeah, I'm just trying to decipher that. Anyways, I've been playing Torchlight, played a bunch of Torchlight. It's a game I started a long time ago.
No one cares, move along. No, I'm just kidding.
it's great.
You're a dick.
If you're itching to play Diablo 3, I'd encourage you to look up Torchlight. Has everything but the multiplayer component. But if you want,
is it dark like that? I guess I haven't even heard anything about it really.
Actually, it's the art style is a little
bit
brighter.
We talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Basically,
we talk about every single fucking game. You think I'm gonna remember one game?
Yes.
Is it an arcade game?
There is an arcade version of it for Xbox 360 now. I'm playing on PC through Steam.
Okay, see, I would have to get the Xbox version because I don't have...
I've heard the controls map really well for this style of kind of dungeon crawling game to the PS3 or 360.
But it's like a darker game.
I would say the art style is actually fairly bright.
Oh.
And it seems
when you say Diablo, I think dark things.
It's that style of gameplay, but I think it takes...
Wait, what's Diablo?
Well, I'll tell you later.
Yeah. It takes...
He's a devil.
It takes that art style, and I don't want to say it makes fun of it, but it takes it very lightly.
It's closer to like a World of Warcraft art style.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where not quite anime-ish, but very cartoony.
Sure.
Very cutesy, very easy to get into, lots of blood. I mean, you hit somebody with a big sword, and they explode.
Lots of blood is super cutesy.
So it's kind of like Happy Tree Friends.
Yeah, exactly. But it's kind of a badass. I mean, I walk around with a giant sword and a pistol in my hand and just blow away everything that comes my way.
Oh, it's adorable.
Yeah.
That's so adorable.
Yeah. Now that I shot myself in the foot. The other game I'm playing is, again, a game on Steam. I started playing Darksiders. I'm about 35 minutes into that. It was a game that was on sale over the holidays, and I picked it up for a couple bucks.
I've heard that's good.
It seems like it's a clone between, or like if God of War and Zelda had a child, this would be the offspring. It's kind
Who'd
of
be the
Linkos?
Daddy?
What's that?
Who'd be the daddy?
Well, Zelda's a woman, and Kratos is a man.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking Link?
Yeah.
Kratos would still be the daddy. In any pairing, Kratos is the daddy.
I know, I was just going to say, even if it was Link and Kratos, it'd obviously be Kratos.
Yeah.
Oh, my brain is
broken. I don't care if it's Kratos and Marcus Fenix. Kratos is the daddy.
No. Sorry, man. Chainsaw Lancer will win.
How about
that fight?
He killed a god twice.
No.
The god
of
war twice.
Don't care. Marcus
you just
Phoenix.
Have to stop having a hard on for the human, and the god's always
Marcus
gonna win.
Phoenix.
So far, our two poll questions are: what would be the Fox News of gaming, and who would be on top, Marcus or Kratos?
No. One could be a power bottom, to steal a line from "It's Always Sunny."
I don't think that
line was created in Always Sunny. But
it might have been.
No, I doubt it.
Regardless.
You don't hang out in the circles I hang out.
Who would be the pitcher?
No one hangs out in your circles.
Who would be the pitcher?
So far, having a lot of fun with Darksiders. It seems mindless mash them up. You just hit A to attack, and combos start flying out of your sword, and magic shit happens, and it looks awesome.
It looks like you're doing awesome.
That's every game I want to play. Yeah. Magic shit happens.
Yeah. It's not like you have to hit the spell button or the combo button. It's just like you have A to hit button, you know, A to hit your weapon. I think at some point I'll get a secondary weapon because that's what the instructions say Y will do.
Oh, so you're playing on PC, but you're using a gamepad.
Oh, I use an Xbox controller for almost everything on PC.
Oh, okay.
If you,
that just seems wrong to me.
I don't know why.
I feel like I'm cheating on my PC when I do that.
You kind of are. You feel a little dirty, but you get used to it after a while.
You slut.
Yeah.
You can get used to anything after a while, I think.
You start up the game and it says press start, and I'm looking at my keyboard. I'm like, controller time. And you get there and it says like press A. It's like, I don't know if you read that I have a controller or if this is what everyone at PC gaming is complaining about the shitty ports. But you go look at your graphics options, set your resolution. That's it. Okay, 1080p, let's go.
Yeah.
It's time to party.
Give me more.
I kind of like the simplistic take on PC gaming that it offers, because this isn't a game that I care about. It's not a crisis. It's not something I want to tweak to make it look the best I can. I just want to play the fucking game.
Right.
And that's really what I'm doing. I use a control pad mainly for racing games on my PC. Again, using Steam sales through Codemaster Games. So it sits there. This game seemed convenient to play with it.
All right. Very good. No.
So what would you recommend between the two, Torchwood or Darkside?
Torchlight.
Or Torchlight. See, I'm thinking Torchwood.
Yeah,
fucking.
I think Torchlight's probably cheaper now, too. I think it's like 15 or between $10 and $20.
And that's also
there.
On Xbox Arcade?
Or is that Darksiders is like a retail game.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you play Darksiders.
I
was
going
to borrow
it
from you at some point.
I was talking about Torchlight,
though.
Yeah,
Torchlight is an arcade game.
Yeah.
On 360, Steam game on PC.
And there is a Mac version, too.
Yeah, if you buy the Steam copy, you get a Mac copy, too.
Yeah.
For all those people that have both.
Yeah.
We do.
Some of us do.
It's okay.
Dirty.
Dirty.
Two fifths of the room have both.
You do?
I have a Mac and a PC.
Dirty.
That was a high five for everyone that was caring. All right, Mike, back from football land.
I want to hear about Madden.
Okay. Well, first of all, we're gonna preface this that I've once again got caught in a little bit of realm of nostalgia gaming.
Oh,
or...
wait, no, you're talking about Madden. This oh god.
No, in this version of Madden, which button is the magic flying out and killing people?
Where's the magic stuff happens button?
I want that button.
Mike, I want to hear you talk. I want to hear your sweet voice.
Before the show, he's like, you guys better not just tune out during Madden. This is us getting engaged.
I am honestly excited because I want to know, should I go buy Madden or should I avoid Madden?
Just say Aaron Rodgers and I'll be happy that you played Aaron Rodgers. Lost.
And lost. All right. No. Okay. Let's be serious here. Mike, how is Madden?
Well, first of all, before we get to Madden, I want to talk about the other games I've been playing.
Oh, sweet.
Shut up. So... I've been, kind of stuck in these, games that I totally missed out on the first time, didn't get into them the first time, and now got around to them again. I've been playing Borderlands a lot on Steam, and I've been kind of like, hey, is there anybody else out there besides me who hasn't finished this game yet? Come play with me. And everybody's like, I've already beaten it.
I haven't even played Borderlands.
Yeah, some.
It's on PC, so.
If anybody else.
It's on 362.
Yeah, but,
I
have it
on
Steam.
There's no cross platform.
Yeah, it's only Xbox to Xbox, PS3 to PS3.
Yeah, so I've been playing that, and actually, just before the show, I finally beat Arkham Asylum. So.
Just in time for the new one.
Yeah, just in time for
the new
one.
How did it end?
You fight the Joker.
Joker's your father.
Mark Hamill's my father?
Yes.
The Joker actually is Bruce Wayne.
Didn't you think
it's like serious Fight Club shit right there.
Didn't you think the last battle was a little underwhelming?
It was, but I've had this argument in a lot of games that boss battles tend to be very underwhelming to me lately. Although nothing will beat the boss battle in Gears of War 2. It's just like, hit the button, and that's the end.
I like that.
Because the boss battle from the Gears of War 1 was crazy hard.
It's just like, here, you have the Hammer of Dawn. Aim the Hammer of Dawn somewhere near the boss and hit A. All right.
I should go play Gears of War 2.
Big laser comes from the sky and kills the boss. And you're like, all right, yay.
We did it, but we didn't because Gears of War 3 is coming out.
Right.
It seems that boss battles are either like super easy and underwhelming or ungodly hard. I remember the boss battle for the first Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, my God.
I almost... lost my apartment because of that because I was in the midst of fighting that and my roommate came in and I think I made up racial slurs just to yell because I was so frustrated with that fight. It was just like I got so angry at how hard that fight was.
Here's the ultimate question: did you rage quit?
I did, and then came back like 2 days later and beat it in, like first try.
Yeah.
So it
always happens with RPGs. Like Sephiroth for Final Fantasy VII was really easy if you had the Knights of the Round. But
everything
then,
was easy if you had Knights of the
Round.
Well,
yes, of course. But if you didn't have it, it would have been hard. But I remember the hardest boss for the Final Fantasy was the Seymour, like the last phase of Seymour in Final Fantasy X. Because
you didn't feed him.
Oh, wrong, no, different Audrey. Seymour. That's Audrey.
Oh, never mind.
That was a Little Shop of Horrors reference, everyone.
Suddenly Seymour.
That wasn't even close to the melody.
I can't sing.
How?
I don't know how it goes.
Couldn't
I've
carry a tune
once.
If it had handles.
Nope. Hey, I did do the Dream Police.
And I'm sure they're very happy about that. No, again, Batman.
What?
We were talking about Batman.
We're talking about hard bosses and not hard bosses.
Yeah,
overwhelming,
right.
Underwhelming.
So yes. And the other thing that bothered me in that game too is it's like about 3/4 of the way through the game, it's like, yeah, you know how so you've been doing the stealth thing the whole game? Yeah, we're just not going to touch on that anymore. And it's just going to be straight up platformer.
Speaking of someone that is stealthing my way through Deus Ex, Stealth gets really boring after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it felt like, I don't know, I suppose. It was just kind of like, it was like, I was starting to finally get the grip of the whole stealth thing, and then it's like, no, now you took it away.
What I remember from the Batman Arkham Asylum from when I played it was the pacing was really good. I never felt like I got bored.
No.
And I think it was because I caught on to stealth fairly early, so probably by the time it started to fade, I was ready for it to fade.
Although, I really got frustrated and confused in the one level where they booby-trap all of the...
Everyone hates that level.
The gargoyles.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, shit. Now I can't just wait for people to come under me anymore.
Yeah. You have to do other sneaky things. Yeah.
Now, you did have a tweet about the Killer Croc level, too.
Killer Croc level is a bitch.
I love that. Oh, I love that level.
I thought
that was one right. Seriously, it took me 2 days just to get through the Killer Croc.
I watched one of my friends play that level with another buddy, and we just sat there the whole time like, you idiot, can't you figure this out? Turn left, turn left.
Turn left, you fool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty easy, I guess. You just have to be really patient with it.
Yeah,
This is Mike here.
Yeah, I have no patience, and I don't know what the hell it was, but I would like panic every time. I was like, oh shit, fuck.
actually get you, Mike.
Like, big thing is trying to come after me. So shit, the buttons.
The game did a really good job of giving you that emotion, though. Yeah. Like, being scared that Killer Croc is chasing you.
Right. I'm like, run faster, Batman. Damn it.
No, it was, and I'm usually not patient with games either, but for some reason, I had all the patience in the world for Arkham Asylum. Like, even just waiting on the top of gargoyles for somebody to come down so I could, you know, tie him up. I don't know why, I just didn't care. Well, I just wait.
They made it so satisfying, the feeling of basically dropping down and hanging someone up. It's kind of like what I was thinking about, one of the thoughts I had while I was playing Darksiders. They made it very satisfying that when you like swing the sword and make contact, of how that feels. It feels powerful.
I also really enjoyed when they were all like around the guy, like, oh, Batman got him, and then Batarang, whew, knock him down.
Yeah.
They're like, what the hell? But yeah. So it was fun. I enjoyed
it. Was that a sample from the game?
No. Oh. I was just pretending.
Oh, that was you?
He's freewheeling it.
You're paraphrasing.
You're amazing.
I am. I was paraphrasing. So, yes. So and then I also was playing the greatest RPG of the year, Madden 12.
Madden 12.
Yep.
So you played NCAA 12 too, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And,
but you hated it.
Well, I didn't hate it. It's buggy, and it's...
You didn't enjoy it.
Yeah. It's all right.
It was a meh.
It was a meh. Yeah. Okay. Glad I didn't pay for it type thing. But no, Madden 12, it's if this doesn't win sports game of the year, it's only because NBA 2K12 will have somehow figured out how to be even better than 2K11 was, which I doubt that's going to happen.
Hmm.
What was that dinging?
The train. It's more train. Okay.
It's a lot of fun. They really amped up the presentation on it now. You really kind of got this feeling of they're really going for the television type experience. There's a lot less Chris Collinsworth, which makes me really happy that you don't have to listen to him nearly as much anymore.
There's no Troy Aikman, is there?
No. Oh, but God, that Gus Johnson guy, it's like he's trying to be Chris Berman a little bit. So you got these like, Rodeo Jared Allen in for the sack. And you're like, wow. Okay.
So you're playing as the Vikings.
Yes, I am, of course.
Is there a superstar mode?
There is a superstar mode. I haven't really gotten into that yet, which is kind of why the review hasn't come out yet.
Okay.
I've been, you know, kind of exploring everything you can do in the game, but it's like, they've really, like, you know, knocked out of the park in this one. I mean, you even have it now where when you start out the season, you can sign up to 75 guys in your roster. Now, for those of you who know anything about football, a standard football roster is 53 players. So in the preseason, you have to cut your roster down. And it'll do, like, player evaluations, like you've got these third stringers out there who will kind of raise and lower their stats based on their performances. And, you know, you've got to end up going and cutting guys and making kind of some difficult decisions in there based on, you know, not only salary cap now, but, oh, well, I can only fit so many guys in my roster now. I actually did a couple things different than the Vikings did in real life.
Yeah.
In mine, I kept a couple people that they didn't and vice versa, but...
How'd they work out for you?
It's all right.
Did you have McNabb?
Yeah.
It's already up to date.
Yeah, they kind of updated it. There's still some updates you need to do to the actual
So far, it's not on there?
No. I actually made the joke to their PR guy a while back. I'm like, are you guys going to put the coding for Favre in there just in case?
Yeah.
And he's kind of like, well, he didn't really give me a straight answer.
No comment.
So I wonder if, you know, if he really got into there, if there's code.
Oh, they can roll
it. They probably do.
Yeah.
But another thing that's really neat in the game and why I made the RPG joke is they've actually implemented a couple things into Madden now that give it this weird RPG feel. There's a thing in there called player roles, and you have so many designated player roles in your team, so and they affect your team and your players in certain ways. So, for instance, on the Vikings, Christian Ponder has the player role of QB of the future. What that means is I can, as long as I have Christian Ponder on my team, I cannot sign a quarterback better than him on the team.
Hmm.
Or I cannot draft a quarterback in the first round.
Now, does that make him a better quarterback?
No, that doesn't affect him at all being the QB of the future. It just means I cannot draft a quarterback in the first round, or I cannot sign a quarterback out of free agency better than him.
Is this a label you assigned to him?
No, that's assigned. Okay. He's already assigned on there. Then you have players.
So does that for each team, if any other.
Right. And so as long as he's on the team, and all, and I think that role will eventually change. I don't know if it changes or not. I'm still in the first season.
Yeah.
And then you have Adrian Peterson.
Because at some point, it is the future.
Right,
so.
It is the future. We are, the future is now the present.
Yes.
And then, like, Adrian Peterson has, like, you know, something on there, you know, where he's, like, the feature running back, where it affects his stats in third down situations. But he also has, like, fumble prone, which makes him fumble
that's,
more. And
that's not an RPG. That's Magic. That's Magic the Gathering
right.
is what
yeah.
that is.
And
I mean, it's...
Well, and then another thing that they've added in the game, too, is those, like, you have certain tendencies. So, like, you know, you got guys who are clutch, and you got guys who are calm under pressure or stuff like that. That shit will change based on how the game is. So if you've got a guy, let's say, like a Peyton Manning, you know, very calm under pressure, you know, very good in the pocket. If I hit you 5-6 times in the game, he will start becoming erratic.
Mm.
His stats will change. Everything, how he's playing, he'll become trigger happy. He'll start throwing the ball in situations where he normally wouldn't if I've got two big 400-pound guys about to clobber him again.
Hmm. That's interesting.
And it will really, you know, affect how the game is played based on, you know, if you've got a guy that is getting clobbered or not doing very well. And that will change week to week. So you can have a guy who's not playing very consistent, he's cold. All of a sudden his stats will start going down.
So question for you in terms of gameplay. How do you select your play? Do you go playbook or do you
I do playbook. I hate doing gameplay. That's so, that to me just seems.
How does the Ask Madden, whatever they call it, feature work this year though?
It's the same as always. Actually, the standard mode in it is gameplay, where it's just like, here's the play, like kind of in the corner. It's like, this is the play. If it was the computer selecting the plays, this is what I would pick. Then you can select it over, and it's like, if I was going to select a pass play, this is what I would do. If it's going to be a run play, this is what I would do. But I always like to go in the standard playbook because I'm kind of nerdy like that. And then I will, like, the guy I was playing with online was yelling at me because I audible and hot route like nobody's
like,
business.
Like, whoa.
Yeah. Like, I am
like,
Peyton Manning when it comes to.
Dude, that's, I mean, I haven't played a football game for probably a year, but I mean, hot routes are my shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, I will just do all sorts of stuff and move and position guys all around just to be like, I'm making you think I'm doing something that I'm not.
And bam, it's a running play.
Yeah. It's like, wait a minute, you have four wide receivers and you've moved two of them. It's like, yep.
I wish that it was RPG, like, if your guy got hurt and he had low health, you could give him, like, a Phoenix down or something.
like a banana.
Well, you can buy
banana
those.
Sticker?
You can buy packs that will be like, oh,
banana
your guy
stickers?
Comes back from, you know, like, performance packs or, you know, injury packs to get him back from.
That's the DLC that pisses me off.
Yeah, that is the DLC that is, and I will admit I have suckered for it because it was last year's Madden. I was playing and AP went down for the year. I was like, fuck this. And I went on and bought.
How much was it?
It was like $5.
Wow. You know what's kind of. Now, does, that, does
like
that count
pissed.
For. Does that count for multiplayer too?
No.
That's just single player.
Only affects single
so,
player.
Okay, so that's a little more pathetic, actually. But to me, I mean, I was, like I said before, this sounds like Magic. And just the idea of. Especially if it went to multiplayer.
Well, now,
where,
now those things, how it affects people's stats and all that comes into play in multiplayer.
Yeah, it's just
no.
It's kind of fascinating. I mean, I'm never going to play Madden. It's just it's not something I'm interested in.
Extra
but,
life, you will play a game.
For the kids. Okay, let me rephrase that. I have no problem playing the game, but I will never
own it.
I'll never own it. I'll never be like, you know, I really want to play Madden. But you know what? And this
after
is
extra
this
life,
is just,
he's going to be the biggest Madden freak.
This is just a weird psyche thing, and it would work in the opposite direction too for a lot of people. If you gave me exactly what you just said, mm-hmm. like Madden, like everything you just said, from the play calling to the little abilities and stuff like that, if you gave me everything that was, and you put it in a Blood Bowl or Mutant League kind of environment, mm-hmm. I'd snap that up in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Because everything you said sounds extremely cool to me until it's like, oh, I got to play real people. and I'm not saying play real people, like play multiplayer. I'm like, I got to play a guy that I have to play as a guy that actually exists. Reason in my mind, that drains all the appeal for me.
But
I don't know
these people.
I understand.
Or watch them.
I understand that. But I'm just saying, and I'm not saying it makes sense.
You
can
start calling them Tootie Fruity Pants.
Oh, I'm not saying it makes sense. I have to comment, too. In the preseason, I did put in Chris Kaluuya as quarterback for a play.
Nice.
I didn't have time to take a picture of it quick. I was going to send it to him.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And be like, here, Chris. There you are.
It's like when they put the pitcher in some baseball games where like a pitcher has to bat at least once.
Or when they run out of pitchers, so they use like a right fielder. It's like, you go pitch. And it's like, what the hell?
You mean like the Twins?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Them.
Where I was going with this is like, you know, for me, the fact that you're playing real people, that diminishes any sort of interest in me. And I know for a lot of people, it's the exact opposite.
Yeah, that's
if you had come out with a Blood Bowl that has all of the things that Madden does, mm-hmm. all of the hardcore Madden people would not be interested at all.
It's funny because like that's exactly the reason I bought that DLC last year. If you would give me a game that had no real people, and it'd been like, oh well, I just lost my 98 overall court running back, I guess I can survive with a 76 overall.
You know what?
But I was like, oh my fucking god, I just lost Adrian Peterson. What the fuck? I have to bring
you
him back.
You also play fantasy football, right?
Yeah. I'm in two different leagues this year.
Okay. since we gave a great idea to Steam, I'm going to give a great idea to EA here.
They're coming free today.
Okay.
Get them while they're hot.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to regret this.
So remember Red Dead Redemption?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Love it.
And then you remember they came out with the DLC pack, the zombie thing.
I remember Artex.
So there's precedent out there.
So are you saying we're a zombie Madden game?
No. I'm saying there's precedent there for DLC to radically shift the tone of a game. Okay.
Yep.
If EA were to put out DLC for Madden 12 that converted it into Mutant League Football, which they own.
So a skin.
You could do skin. All you need is skins and being able to kill people. Like, that's literally all you'd need to do.
Here's the problem with that right away. Madden's rated E for everyone.
Well, then you could...
The DLC is rated M.
You just make the DLC M. You kill people. You can have exploding footballs. Just all of that stuff that makes Mutant League. I guarantee you would get at least a couple 100,000 units sold for people that would just buy it just to buy that DLC.
I'd buy it.
I would buy Madden 12 if there was eventually DLC to turn into Mutant League. I guarantee you it.
I would too. Cole and I would.
You know that
operating like how Madden 12 does.
Yeah, yeah. Exact same game. You know, under the covers. Mm-hmm. You know, just add a few little game elements. You know, involving killing people and
every game
and needs death. Yeah. You know, someone's got to die, and the football has to explode at some point in the game.
I'm perfectly satisfied with sacking Aaron Rodgers 9 times in a game. That bastard.
Because you guys can't do it in real life.
No, that bastard took me away. One sack away from getting the achievement. I was like, God damn it.
He eludes you even in video game world.
Like,
and even in your dreams.
You motherfucker. But yeah.
I'm just saying, EA, you still own the rights to Mutant League.
Yeah.
Make that DLC happen.
Make it work.
But yeah, so far having a lot of fun with it, though. I do have to gripe about the online servers. The first day, I could not get on a game. I kept getting dropped.
The first day of any online game is always a mess.
I played this
Halo was a mess.
I played this weekend, and I won because the other guy got dropped in the fourth quarter.
That is the best kind of ending.
The final score, mind you, of our great defensive battle was 3-0. by me winning with a 54-yard Neil Rackers field goal.
Nice.
I don't know anything of what you just said.
It's a very long kick.
I understood. Well, I'm used to playing Newton League, so, you know, 54-yard, meh, whatever.
Leg has to go flying with that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Neil Rackers sounds antiquated.
No.
Yeah, Neil Rackers does sound like a football player from, like, the
1800s. No, I'm saying that sounds like a Knickerbocker.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's that era.
But yeah. So, I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's really awesome presentation. They've done a really good job with it. They've done a really good job of kind of making it feel like a football game instead of just being kind of arcadey, and you know, like, you really feel the presentation there. They do some really great aerial shots in the beginning of the game. I do have to say, EA, you make Minneapolis look very depressing.
Minneapolis makes Minneapolis look depressing.
Maybe just the area around the dome just doesn't look very...
It doesn't.
No, have you been to the dome?
It's yes. called the Dump Dome for a reason.
Well, I mean,
the Humpty Dumpty Metro Breast.
And it's like EA, you know, does a very good job of making the dome look way much better than it does in real life. But yeah, just like...
You think that they would try since, you know, this is where they're one of their... Or no, that's Activision.
But so yeah, it's funny how it's just like super kind of depressing. And the other funny thing is too, they make no effort in trying anything on the graphics of the outside shot of the stadium. Like the cars look like boxes.
The cars driven by the demon in Doom.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Why? You don't even own Doom. Why did you put that there?
Because we could.
So how are the load times?
Fine. They're not bad at all.
Okay.
I mean, it's...
Did you install your hard drive?
No.
Okay.
I didn't. And everything flowed. And here's the other funny thing, speaking of...
You're playing on PS3 or
no,
Xbox?
No, I'm playing on 360. For some reason, I can only play sports games since the original Xbox, except for MLB The Show. I can only play sports games in the 360. Where's my weird thing like that? After the game is over, in how you've seen like a real NFL game, how they do the, you know, this has been a broadcast of the, you know, the NFL.
Yeah.
They do the exact same thing.
But do they do it to one-legged pants?
What?
Wasn't that from You Don't Know Jack, or was it three-legged pants? One of the sponsors in You Don't Know Jack was like one-legged pants. God damn it, don't look at me like I'm a crazy person.
I know what you're talking about, but I'm trying to see how it correlates to the...
It's a sponsor.
No,
it's funny.
But... The NFL...
Laugh, damn you!
The NFL can't be its own sponsor. It's basically a whole, like, this can't be reproduced or rebroadcast without written permission of the NFL.
That part, okay.
And it does it...
That's why it didn't make sense.
At the end of Madden.
Does that mean you can't YouTube your in-game footage, then?
I don't know. Because that's what I was confused about afterwards. I'm like,
okay. That would open up a whole legal issue. Like, is a legal contract defined in a video game, in the context of a video game, legally binding?
Get on that, Mike.
I'm stroking my beard right now.
I think you should ask the trolls on the internet.
No, I'm going to ask the trolls in my office that tomorrow. Actually,
it's
no.
Different kind of troll.
The patent guys are really awesome.
Well, that's good.
So, considering I do work for them now.
Jeff talking about Knickerbocker reminded me of something. Echo Bazaar, which is a game we've talked about on the show before, they today just released their new game called Night Circus, which is a very similar style of game, and it's much more based around promoting their new book, which is also called Night Circus. So, in fact, one of the cards that you can pull gives you a 25% coupon for the book, which I thought was kind of funny. But it's if you like Echo Bazaar, you'll enjoy this game. It's a little simpler design. It's not nearly as involved as Echo Bazaar is, but they just came out today. So if you just go to echobazaar.com, there'll be a link to fallenlondon.com, and there'll be a link to that as well, or just search for Night Circus. So
very nice.
So very good. So I'm going to talk a little bit about Extra Life for a little bit. I've now confirmed with Gene from Games Ago that we will be doing something down there. He did say, basically, I'm like, here's what we want to do, and he's like, we're behind you 100%. So
the donkey's a go?
The donkey is a go. So stay tuned for more information on that. If you don't know, Extra Life is a charity. We're going to be doing something for the Gillette Children's Hospital. I forget.
Yes.
It's got a goofy name.
Yeah, it's Gillette.
By the way, I am winning again. I'm beating you by a dollar right now, Ian.
It's on.
I'm not
Can
even,
we donate
I'm
to ourselves?
I'm not even signed up for
we'll
this.
Sign up.
That's your
we'll
own
sign
fault.
Up.
That's your own fault.
Send me a link. You didn't
okay.
ever
sent
send
it out
anything.
Like a month ago.
Extra-life.org.
Well, I was in San Diego.
We'll get it taken care of here. So there has been many of our good listeners have suggested things for whoever gets the lowest donation total. The current winner, I think, I forget who said it. The loser has to play Barney's Seeking Adventure, some Genesis Barney game, which I'm sure Games and Go would have.
Yeah, right. Probably.
So that I'm kind of leaning toward right now.
Which is kind of nice. Games and Go, we can pretty much play any system we want.
Yeah. Yeah,
I want to play Diddy Kong Racing. Is anybody else down for 64?
I've never played, but I'll play.
Sure, why not?
Let's do it.
That's the only racing game I own for the 64, which is
so fun. This will be fun.
The planes are awesome.
This will be quite the opportunity for me to play games that other people play. Like I'm like, oh, you're not playing this turn-based strategy game where...
Do you want to play the original Doom from Westwood Studios?
We're not playing Panzer General. No.
Do they have Kinect in Games and Go?
I'm sure they do.
I'm sure we can arrange it. Make my connection.
Yeah. So,
are you thinking the dance off will be public between you and Mike?
Yes.
Oh my god.
In the foyer of Rosedale Mall.
Yeah.
Yes.
That has to happen. Anyway, if you want to support.
So hate you right now. You're gonna die a horrible death.
If you want to support our gift giving or our donation drive or whatever you want to call it, you can just go to extra-life.org/team/yags, and you can donate to all of us except Ashley. Are signed up for it. We'll get her signed up this week. So all of you Ashley fans can go donate to her,
or all your Ashley fans can donate to me instead,
or me.
You could do that as well.
I'll play Barney. I don't give a fuck.
No one donated to Evan.
Yeah.
So far, no one has donated to Evan.
That's because I haven't told any of my friends about it.
But yeah, I have two people from work who've already donated.
Wow. So, and Jeff, you're on there as well, right?
Yep, Jeff is on there.
I'm also at zero.
You're also at zero. So
Jeff, I'll vote for you.
Tied for last place. It's not votes.
It's money.
Anyway,
it's money.
And you're competing against him.
Yes.
But I still feel bad he has zero.
So does that.
And yeah, you don't feel bad that I'm zero. Not really. No.
You have a wife that could do this for you.
You hate children.
Yeah, I suppose.
Ashley, do you agree to donate to each other so that Mike loses?
Yes.
What? No.
Can I donate to myself?
I'm sure you could. I'm sure Gillette Children's Hospital wouldn't complain.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm donating to Jeff.
I'm going to kill you.
There are worse ways to be corrupt than donating to yourself. So.
Mike's hating on me because I just smiled at him.
So again, extra-life.org/team/yags. The link is also in the show notes if you don't feel like writing that down.
Mm-hmm.
We do want to thank Ashley Hay for coming on
the show. Thank you guys for listening. And as always, you want to check us out on Tumblr, which is just our Yet Another Gaming Show. Or is it Fancy Pants? I always forget.
It's Yet Another Gaming Show. We have a Fancy Pants, but we don't deal with it.
Yeah, it's yetanothergamingshow.tumblr.com.
Yes.
And then also check us out on Facebook, which is just Yet Another Gaming Show. Look us up.
Facebook.com/yetanothergamingshow.
Well, yeah, but you can just look up Yet Another Gaming Show.
You could
search.
Do that, too. Also, big thanks to Mike Deneen for coming on.
Yes, thank you, everyone, again, for listening and suffering through me getting all crazy about yet another Madden game.
This was the best year so far with your Madden love.
Yeah, it wasn't just like those fucking EA guys.
Yeah.
No, because it's like, oh my god, EA,
okay, now stop.
Awesome.
You had your time.
Sorry.
We're going to cut you off.
Sorry. I'm going to go home and play it tonight, actually.
Stop it.
Now that Batman's done.
Done.
But yeah, thank you again, everyone, for listening. Make sure to also check us out on Twitter, YAGSFPG. You can also check out the Fans Pants Gangsters main feed, where you can find out information about all of our other fantastic programming at Fancy Pants Gang.
Yes. Sorry.
The fact checker is back, and it is correct.
Yes, that is right.
Evan is recovered from his stroke.
You threw me off when you didn't say the twitter.com/ before that, so I was just like...
I think it's implied if you're on Twitter now.
But yeah. You know what?
I just like Facebook.
I like being clear.
Well, we're not. Our listeners aren't dumb.
Well, we are dumb. Our listeners are smart.
I never said they were dumb.
I is stupids.
Yes. I has no good reason.
Also, big thanks to Ian.
Hey, thank you.
Ian Anderson. I got to get used to saying your last name because you're just Ian, like Cher.
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you should check us out at shop.fancypantsgangsters.com and buy some of Ashley's shirts.
Yay.
Or the shirt that wasn't designed by her.
No.
Yeah.
No, sure. Only mine.
Well, like the yet another gaming show specific shirt.
Oh, yeah, I didn't do that one.
Yeah, you didn't do that one. No. But it's a fine shirt, nonetheless.
It is.
It's a fine shirt.
Yes.
But my personal favorite is the R2-D2 birdcage.
Which I'm wearing right now.
For the radio show.
For 2 weeks in a row, which is really weird. I actually did do laundry last weekend.
You have not changed in 2 weeks, have you?
No. I knew this is the closest I'll ever get to you, so I'm just leaving it out there.
Now that you're preggers and all that.
Shut up. I'm getting married, not getting
babied. I'm wearing your Yoshi shirt as underwear right now.
It's more like a diaper. It's more like
It's kind of a God of War loincloth kind of thing going there, but you know.
If you're still listening, thank you.
Thank you. And also thanks to Jeff for putting up with us yet again, despite the fact that he looks like the guy from Full Metal Jacket right now.
I told you that was a terrible comparison to me.
He does look like Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, he is Gomer Pyle.
He's Gomer Pyle.
Did you bring that up?
That's better than being the Vincent D'Onofrio.
What was his name in Full Metal Jacket? I forget what.
Why are we
shot himself in the bathroom?
Yeah.
That guy.
Anyways.
Yeah, so the guy. Yeah, that was his. Yeah. That was his roughneck name. Was the guy who shot himself in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you everyone for listening and putting up with our craziness. Yeah,
thank you for welcoming us into your home.
Yes, and also thank you guys once again for telling your friends about us and reviewing us on iTunes and in various other areas. We couldn't do it without all you guys listening and supporting us the way you do. And so keep at it. And until next week, thank you guys again. And again, extra-life.com or
.org.
Fuck. Let's start over. extra-life.org/team/yags.
I wonder how many kids swallowed handfuls of micro machines.